The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As always, so much to talk about here tonight. How much of it we'll actually get to in the next hour is another question. I know we still have Johnny Ray's Game of the Week on the way tonight. Plus, breaking news, an exclusive story over at freekeen.com about a Free State Project participant who has alleged to have been one of the operators of the Silk Road. Would love to tell you that story. And then we just got into this discussion about this Soylent stuff, which, I don't know, I'd seen the name somewhere and just blew it off as a joke. But apparently there really are people out there marketing some sort of a product called Soylent that is purporting to replace all meals for human beings. It seems to be real.
This has been on my radar for months, and I'm just amused that you're just now sort of discovering this is outrageous.
Well, I'm not saying it's outrageous.
I'm a man who eat this crap that I put in frozen boxes in my refrigerator. I'm outraged that people would want their food delivered to them in some kind of, you know, more efficient fashion.
I don't know. I mean, this barely qualifies as food. I mean, it reminds
me. That's what
me
you eat. Something barely qualifies
me,
as food.
Oh, I understand, Mark. You are this fancy eater, and you get your local vor stuff, and that's fine. But I'm sorry. I'll take microwave food over some sort of sludge, some sort of nutrition sludge.
The nutrition sludge is good for
day.
You.
Well, that's your allegation. I don't know. We don't. Nobody really knows if that's true or not.
It's
right?
Open sourced, right? People, you know, nutritionists had a chance to take a look and decide. What, why would they make it bad for you?
Mark, I don't know what's good or bad. You know how, like, 1 year eggs are good, then the next year eggs are bad. So I don't really know. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that I know anything. If you want to claim to be the, you know, the health guru here, you're welcome to do that. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and I'd love to get more into that. There's actually a great story over at Vice.com about somebody who apparently tried this stuff out and tried to live for 30 days without eating anything at all.
Does Soylent have more science behind it than SlimFast? Aren't SlimFast shakes meal replacements?
Yeah, what's the difference?
I think that
SlimFasts are palatable.
Tommy Lasorda endorsed SlimFast.
He sure did.
I think that Soylent is intended to be just a meal. It's just intended to be regular food. SlimFast is intended to be a meal replacement for one meal a day. Replace that in order to help you slim down.
The Soylent people are saying you literally can replace all food with this product.
The bodybuilders will take protein shakes in order to, and they usually won't skip meals, but they'll augment their intake with these, and that's cool. But this is the only product, as I understand, designed specifically to replace meals. I'm not saying you couldn't live on SlimFast shakes. I don't know.
All right. Well, if somebody took four McChickens, two McDoubles, iced coffees, and put that into a blender, and that's basically what I'm my diet every day.
See,
wait, don't you drink a gallon of milk every day?
I do.
So throw that into the blender while you're
right.
At
put
it.
That in there too. Hey, and every week I'll have a side salad.
I want to go to Alex. He's in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Alex, how are you listening tonight?
Hey, those people.
Yeah. How are you listening to the show tonight, Alex?
Via TuneIn.
Okay, great. What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about basically feeding 70 billion people, and the topic was brought up, vertical growing, which would not be a viable solution to, it's too expensive, which would lead to higher food prices.
Well, wait a minute. Just because it's expensive now doesn't mean it would be expensive in the future with development and refinement and competition.
Well, it's much more expensive than dropping a seed in dirt and putting water on it. You know, you have to buy all the equipment, then you have to feed it nutrient, which is liquid-based, and all that costs money.
Hey, Alex, I don't know what has happened, but there's been a dramatic difference during your call. In the beginning, you sounded kind of muted. Then you sounded clear. Now you sound muted again. I don't know if you're talking directly into your phone.
Hang on one second. Let me look at my mic call real quick.
A lot of times, if people are calling on, like, a Bluetooth device or one of those headsets, they just don't sound as good as just talking on the phone, just holding the phone up to your ear. I don't know if that's what you were dealing with, Alex. But.
No. I had a little piece of dust in my call. I got a phone case on my phone. I think I had some dust in there.
All right. Well, anyway, go ahead with your thoughts. So you're saying too expensive for vertical growing.
Yeah, well, it's very expensive, which would lead to higher prices in the grocery store. And at the same time, what you would end up doing is pushing the little guy out, which are the people we want grow. We want the people that take the little farmer that puts more care into his product. And you would push him out and bring the major people in, which are going to push GMO and everything they could do to just make a profit on it because of the price.
I'm with you 100% on this one. I've had this conversation with Ian over and over again. He read himself an article on the interwebs about vertical farming, and he was certain that it's going to be the way of the future, and it may very well be. And the same time we finally get those flying cars that they promised us, maybe we'll have vertical farming. But I really don't think that vertical farming's where it's at. I think that likely that you'll be better off. You'll get better food produced closer to you, and people's diet. Dietary changes can really make a difference in this, too, if we'd stop relying on cheap carbs, like wheats and corn and things like that, and go for stuff like leafy greens and animal products, then I think we'd be better off.
Yeah, or we'll just have chon replicators. You just get...
I have no idea what that is.
I don't really either, Mark, but...
Isn't it an Oriental man?
No. The idea is chon being carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen.
That's sort everything of like on the planet.
You just take that and shovel it into a food replicator.
It would be really interesting if we could get this, these three different
shovel
food
dirt into it,
these three
trash.
Different food products that we could then shove into these little machines that would create anything you wanted to eat and it would taste like it, like they had on Star Trek with the food replicator. That'd be awesome. But until then, I think we're looking at I think the best way to do it is try to get food from your locally sourced from your farms nearby.
Really, the only vertical growers you're going to see at this point in time are your very, very small local guys that have a very small stand at your local market. And it's becoming popular, but it is expensive because it requires
all kind of pumps, all kind of nutrient solutions, and the casing just to plant the growth. And if you're growing larger things like watermelon, tomatoes, plants that get to any kind of size, of a vertical system is really, really going to take up a lot of space. And
it's not going to make any sense at all.
At the same time, it'll save you space, but it still takes up quite a bit of space, and the price and the cost is just very, very high at this point.
All right. Alex, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. You might want to have your phone looked at. I don't know what's going on with it, but I appreciate the call.
I know it outrages you.
Tonight.
He brings up very good points, though. And you could...
That's not a good point to say that it's too expensive. I mean, we all know that technology becomes cheaper over time with development and competition. So, I mean, that's like saying, well, we'll never have plasma and LCD TVs. The average person will never be able to afford that. Sorry, the price comes down as things get more popular.
And then, like the horror stories about peak oil, those are all based on a snapshot of right now, the technology we have, and the current supply and demand situation. But that it changes every day in the And as oil gets more expensive, then solar can jump in and
To develop new forms of energy and to tap into forms of energy we didn't know existed before. I think that a lot of this fear around so-called overpopulation comes from a lack mentality, and we've heard it mentioned in an earlier call here tonight, and that is the mentality that we're gonna run out, and it's okay to be concerned about supply if you are actually appearing to run out of something, and that's obviously some of the things that can start to really motivate people to look into alternatives and to look into alternate sources and solutions and things like that. But the human ability to engineer and for ingenuity has really gotten us through some tough situations where we have found those new sources and those new supplies of food. And
this is one
energy.
Of the reasons I don't get bent out of shape about GMO foods. I think we do need to have, we need to try new stuff in the area of food. I'm not frightened of frankenfood. I do have a real problem with pesticides and herbicides being sprayed on plants and in abundance, and those things running off into water supplies and killing off fish and plant life in the water.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. We told you we were going to tell you how to get Bitcoin and also how to get Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. Go to expresscoin.com and you can order with money order, check, wire transfer, and also pay with cash at various different institutions that have what's called shared branching, sort of the community banks or whatever they're called. What are those
credit unions?
Credit unions. Thank you. Credit unions. I need to write that down because I always forget.
Real professional.
Yeah, expresscoin.com. You can go there. And even if you're in Canada, they're now doing business in Canada at expresscoin.com. Get your cryptocurrencies, and you can get them there cheaper than I've ever seen anywhere else. In fact, if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no transfer fee. That is amazing. ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL for the special deal. As we go to Charles, he's listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Charles.
Hello, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
A couple of points. several years ago, there was a movie came out called... I thought it just flew away. It's got to do with
it's what? I'm sorry.
What was the disgusting food you was talking about? And I'll think of it.
Soylent Green?
Soylent Green was about food that was made out of people, right?
Yeah. Yes. And another thing, these, genetic engineered foods and stuff, GMOs. If you delve into that, I never had. I've been a farmer for a long time. FFA, 4-H, and all that. And when they was talking about, I thought they was talking about genetically modified. We genetically modified stuff for hundreds of years.
Sure.
Cross-pollination. But this
grafting?
Yes, this is a whole different thing, though. It's scary once you get into it. I hadn't heard anything about it until heard a guy named Jeffrey Smith one night on a show called Coast to Coast Radio. You may have heard of George Norrie.
Yeah, somebody called in about this character. He's one of the primary opponents of genetically modified foods, and I remember we looked into him one night, and he himself is a pretty scary dude, if I'm recalling correctly, and I wouldn't necessarily believe anything that guy says either. I mean, it's hard to know who to really believe in these conversations.
You got to delve further and check out different people. Don't just take one's word for it.
Yeah.
But delve into it. Do you want to eat anything that Roundup won't kill? Glyphosate?
I hear where you're coming from. I find it disturbing that plants can handle Roundup and that kind of thing. But admittedly, you have to admit that there are lots of people around the world eating this stuff, and they seem to be surviving.
Well, for how long, though?
We don't know the answer to that, but one would assume that a certain amount of testing's been done.
Humans are
living longer now than they ever have before.
Well, at the very least, they're gonna survive long enough to get through the hunger, right? Like, if they're hungry and starving to death, then they're probably not going to last as long as if they're eating genetically modified foods. If that's what they have to choose between are these sort of scary foods that are untested and no food, I think that the choice is pretty clear. I'll go with the scary foods.
They've been tested on animals, and results from animal testing, people feeding one half of their herd genetically modified, the other half of their herds or swine flock, the birth rate goes way down. The weight is way down on the genetically modified. It's really, I'd rather eat out of the ground.
Well, there you go. I mean, you can always choose another option. Luckily, you're in the United States where there are usually several different choices. You've got the organic option, which, of course, you're going to pay more for, but people feel better about. So you should eat the food that makes you feel good. And, Charles, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE to one of our newest weekday affiliates, WVFT, there in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live, Greg.
It's Gretna, Tallahassee, but thank you for the mention. Freedom 93.3. This actually came, GMOs came up on the ballot in Washington State, and it literally became a confrontation between the farm-to-table movement and the vegan movement. Because I mentioned at the time, if this genetically modified ballot initiative passed, the big loser is Morningstar Farms, a division of Kellogg's that produces the veggie sausage, veggie bacon, veggie chicken, etc.
What about them?
That Morningstar Farms, they create the vegan equivalent of meat.
The vegan equivalent of meat?
Yeah.
Exactly. The vegan bacon, the vegan sausage, the vegan meatballs.
What about them? I'm sorry, I missed your point about what that about was, Morningstar Farms?
They have to use genetically modified food, and that's, of course, a big corporate entity called Kellogg's.
Why do they have to use it?
Probably to get the meat-like consistency.
Yes, and to get the meat-like flavor.
Well, can't they just use regular corn or regular wheat? I mean, there's not supposed to be any difference.
Like I said, the wisecrack I used for the farm-to-table movement is, if everyone cares about where their food comes from, then why has there never been a documentary of a pig, chicken, or cow's eye view of the slaughterhouse?
I could well
there
believe.
There hasn't been? Aren't there all kinds of horrible graphic documentaries about slaughterhouses?
The last one I remember was Food Something Inc. Nation.
Okay, so just to clarify, you're making the claim, and we don't know if this is true or not, obviously, but you're making the claim that Morningstar Farms products are genetically modified foods.
Absolutely, because...
And do vegans know that?
Well, it's clearly written on the package.
I don't spend a lot of time
on the package.
In this literature, but isn't most of what we eat and get from the supermarket, isn't it mostly GMO food?
Well, especially the things in the thinner aisles, when you're talking about, it's mostly going to be grains like corn
and
things like that, corn, wheat, things like that.
Well, I could well believe that. I could easily believe that Morningstar Farms requires genetically modified food in order to get that meat-like presentation and effect.
I don't think there's much difference.
I think if that's true, that they're using genetically modified foods to make their products, I think that probably upset a lot of their customers if that was the case. But then again, I don't know. It does seem like
a customer base that would be sensitive to that.
Yeah, but like the vegans are real cautious about what they eat.
Just
right?
Leaves another opening in the marketplace for that. A lot of time, vegans are about whether or not the animal is harmed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about necessarily, anything beyond that. A lot of times they're animal rights activists, not necessarily health nuts.
I think that's their primary motivation, is to humanely treat their fellow travelers on planet Earth, the animals.
All right, we will come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Meat is murder, but veganism is genocide. The fact is, those farm animals wouldn't exist if people didn't eat them.
855-450-3733. We've got plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You just dial on in right now. This is Free Talk Live. More about population control coming up in the Silk Road as well.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you over at freetalklive.com. The phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you really need to go look at ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL. You download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well, and get started. In fact, if you're a Linux user, setup's a little different, but you can get it working there as well pretty easily. And then you get protection because they encrypt your internet connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can stop that from happening tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL. and getting started there with their free software. Now, when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and even get past regionally blocked websites. Pro XPN also doesn't keep records of your online habits at all, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use this new promo code, FTL50, and that'll get you 50% off the price of an annual account there for the lifetime of the account, and that breaks the price down to about $5 per month. But if that's not cheap enough, pay with Bitcoin and use our special Bitcoin discount code, FTLBTC. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then Bitcoin, like BTC, like Bitcoin, FTLBTC. You'll get 62% off that annual account price. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software, get started, and then upgrade to premium for the best possible deal. With cash, you can use code FTL50, and with Bitcoin, use code FTLBTC for some deep discounts on those annual packages. As we continue here, we've been talking about the idea of restricting people's ability to procreate, which is a very disturbing concept. And I feel like there's probably more, Mark, that you want to share from the Wired magazine piece.
Sure. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Absolutely. Let me... Sorry, here.
This is the individual who, this is in a UK Wired magazine. This individual is advocating some sort of program that people would have to jump through some hoops, maybe some bureaucracy, to get approval to have a baby.
Yeah, Zoltan Istvan is a futurist, philosopher, journalist, and transhumanist. He's the author of the best-selling novel, The Transhumanist Wager. He says, as a liberty-loving person, I've always eschewed giving up any freedoms. However, in some cases, the statistics are so overwhelming that, at the very least, given the common era of indefinite lifespans and transhumanist technology, we must remain open-minded to consider how best to move the species forward to produce the happiest and healthiest children for the planet. Anything less would leave us with millions more preventable deaths and incalculable suffering of innocent kids. So he keeps on trotting out, kids are dying of malnutrition around the world. Hey, kids are dying of malnutrition around the world. Look at the kids dying of malnutrition around the world. Let's implement a program where we stop this. Here's a little surprise for
with
you,
violence,
Zoltan.
Right?
This program isn't going to get instituted in the United States. There are very few people dying of hunger.
Well, I think he wants to turn to the UN or something right there.
You're going to have to, these countries where this is occurring, they want soldiers. They don't, you know, they're not going to want to see the population decrease. They're not going to want to see people, you know, have birth control implemented. They want soldiers so they can have them fight in their militaries. So they're going to be like, no. Not here. So at that point, you have the choice, Zoltan, of either going in there and blowing up their leaders and destroying their countries and trying to implement your little program. Take a look at Iraq if you want to see how well that goes.
Yeah.
Or you can leave it alone and forget about it.
Well, they just cut off a man's head the other day because of the attacks against Iraq, as a matter of fact.
The bombings that are going on currently?
Yeah.
So ISIS had a reporter, right?
Allegedly, ISIS had this reporter since 2012. They brought him out of wherever he was being kept,
so,
and they executed him on HD video.
The people that the U.S. was supporting financially with weapons and things like that actually had a U.S. prisoner, and then they executed him when the U.S. started bombing them when they were using the U.S. as weapons
and they
to
had
attack
him,
other people that the U.S. didn't want them to?
They had him give a statement, and then they executed him. I did listen to the statement. I did not watch the execution, but it's in HD quality. Execution videos are not what they used to be. When they used to be, you know, kind of crappy, grainy cell phone quality videos, now they may be cell phone quality, but they are HD cell phone quality, and the quality has been upgraded quite a bit, and it was horrifying enough to watch back, you know, a decade ago when it was really terrible quality. I can't even imagine how just disgusting this video is. Now, I do have a news story about this. I'm going to hold off on that until tomorrow night when we really have a good chance to dig into it. But ultimately, the very end of the video ends with them showing their next prisoner. They are showing they have yet another journalist, ostensibly from America, and he will be put to death next if Barack Obama doesn't do what they want him to.
Well, it reminds me of, do you remember the Schoolhouse Rock video where, I can't remember what it is, but it says if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. You know, it's talking about how Uncle Sam's a poor judge of character, and it's got pictures of Saddam Hussein, Muammar.
This is definitely not a one of those after-school videos.
No, this was the one that was sort of made up.
Yeah, you're talking about Pirates and Emperors, which
is sort of
a liberty-oriented play off of the old Schoolhouse Rock series.
I think that the guy is actually not liberty-oriented at all. But
Pirates and Emperors definitely has a pretty freedom-oriented message.
It has an anti-war, anti-interventionist message.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's liberty-oriented. But, yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. It's got 300,000 views, and it's really great. I'm going to post it up on our Facebook page. You can see it at facebook.freetalklive.com.
It's always been represented to me as somebody who is a liberty-oriented person who created that. Where did you hear that that wasn't the case?
I don't know. Somebody.
Okay.
So now you've got somebody who says that it was, and I've got somebody who said it wasn't.
I would suggest you look at their website and to try to learn more about it, because it's a pretty neat little video, and I wouldn't hesitate to recommend it to anybody.
I don't hesitate to recommend it at all. I'm not hesitating.
So,
I don't need somebody's pedigree. They just have to agree with me on the issue.
Yeah, so in other news, Johnny Ray has himself a Game of the Week, apparently, this week, and I do want to get to the story about the Silk Road. If we can, we'll slip that in as well. But Johnny Ray, what's the Game of the Week this week?
It's, Age of Empires 2, HD. Age of Empires 2, Age of Kings was an old game, came out in 1999.
This is an old game they're re-releasing?
Yeah, it was another gift from Super Sun Shady.
Awesome.
He had sent me FTL, Faster Than Light, which I don't know, it was, I talked about that with Mark and Daryl.
Right, I took the Tuesday night off last week.
Yeah, but I think you were sitting over here in the chair. Anyway, so Age of Empires 2, Age of Kings HD.
Mm. They've updated it for. It's 15 years later.
There were a lot of complaints when Age of Empires 2 HD came out because there were no high res textures. It kind of looks like a game from 1999.
Hmm.
And the gameplay wasn't updated really at all. So it's the same game, and it's a fun game. It's a real time strategy.
Is this a favorite of yours in the past, or is this your first time playing it?
This is my first time playing it.
Okay.
And it's an RTS like your StarCraft or your WarCraft, but it's sort of in a historical milieu, as best they can put it. And you're taking on the role of I've only gone through the tutorial, and I was playing as the Scots, as against the English.
They're about to declare independence if all goes well next month.
Yeah, but they lost the first two rounds.
Yeah, and I was
didn't go well.
Which the game did not do a very good job of teaching me, because by the time the tutorial was over, I thought that that Scotland had won that engagement and it had won the Battle of Falkirk, but they did not.
Yeah, they would really like that to be true.
All right, let's come back with more. Your calls and thoughts certainly welcome. Also, the latest from the Silk Road. There's breaking news there. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You take control.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts. You just have to call in now. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray is sharing with us his game of the week this week. We'll jump right back into that. I want to also remind you about Keenvention. It's coming up again. And, in fact, I need to get my butt in gear and do some more organizing of Keenvention this year. It's a little convention that I threw for the first time last year here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. It's a great opportunity for you to come here and check out the activism scene, meet some of the very people that you hear from and hear about on this radio program. Our main speaker, one of the main speakers, I guess the keynote speakers, is going to be Rich Paul, the very same activist who is currently sitting in jail because of cannabis dealing charges. And that's a whole other story. You can go to keenvention.info to learn more about Rich and some of the other great speakers. Mark will be hosting one of the panels about news media, activism. The Keenvention is a great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire, and meet people who are, again, the activists that are here. That's what we focus on at Keenvention, is the activists of New Hampshire, this great movement, the Free State Project, bringing people who love freedom all to the same place to get active for liberty in our lifetime. Unfortunately, not all of them have made it here yet. We've got over 15,000 who are pledged. In fact, coming close to 16,000, I believe. Very, very close. Within striking distance of that last time I looked, which was a few days back. The idea of bringing these activists here, well, Keenvention focuses on what are those people doing? What are some of the things in the legislative arena, for instance? What about direct action? What about, you know, civil disobedience, creating media? We'll cover all of this stuff. In fact, you can see last year's footage. We got all of every single panel and speech. All of it's recorded. It's available free. Just go to keenvention.info. You can see that there. And then you can order your tickets. Somebody just bought some tickets with Bitcoin the other day. So I got a little bit of manual labor I have to do when people buy with Bitcoin, but it's more than worth it. It's great to be able to accept tickets in both cash and Bitcoin. So credit card or Bitcoin, your choice. Go to keenvention.info. It's happening October 31st through November 2nd. And we're looking forward to making more announcements about panels and speeches and things like that. Those are all coming up. So stay tuned to the Keenvention website at keenvention.info or the Keenvention Facebook page, etc. Johnny Ray, you're telling us about Age of Empires 2 HD.
Right.
This is a remake of an old 1999 game?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I had said before that there were no high-res textures. There are no HD textures. Though it is the HD edition, it's certainly not all HD. It looks like a game from that era.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to play for me because, well...
Is it one of those things, before you go on, is it one of those things where, you know, the game back in the day had the resolution that it had, but computers only could show so much on screen? So do you see more on the screen? Is it the game's using the same old textures from back in the day?
Well,
is that kind of how they did it?
Unfortunately, I can't compare it to how it was back in the day because I didn't play it then. That what you say sounds like it could certainly be the case.
Gotcha.
There's
you haven't been blown away by the graphics prowess of the new game.
No, but it doesn't offend me either. It's gotcha. Fine to look at.
Are you having fun with it?
I'm having fun with it so far. This is the sort of a game that appeals to me. I love these real-time strategy games. Basically, Mark, you're sort of like building a base,
okay.
Which in the and you're advancing your people, be they the Scots or the French under Joan of Arc, the Saracens under Saladin, or the Mongols.
We don't have actually contemporary empires here. You're just sort of. You know, they take them out of time and
yeah, they play kind of fast and loose with the real history.
I mean, if you're going to be the Scots, you don't want to be. You know, you're going to want Wallace. You're going to want Rob Roy. Those are the people you're going to want to be leading you. You know, if you're going to be the French, you're going to want Joan of Arc. You're going to want Vercingetorix. That's what I'm going for. Vercingetorix. If you're going to play a Native Americans, you want Tecumseh. I mean, you don't want to settle for, you know, second best when it comes to these folks.
Mm. If you want to be the Celts and Vic, what you said, then Civ is the game for you.
Okay. Vercingetorix. Okay.
I'm gonna keep going with because I want to play as the Saracens. I read some account of the Crusades a long time ago, and this romantic Arab by the name of Saladin has always intrigued me. So I'm looking forward to getting through that. But the gameplay is just like it was back in 1999. Really, I have to share what a reviewer has written about this game.
Okay.
He said there is absolutely no reason to trade money. Like that, talking about the price, and I don't know what the price was because it was gifted to me. I think it's probably about $10, but in 2013 it was more. It was first re-released, but he said there's no reason to trade money like that for a game like this, for a moldy time capsule that will likely mar your memories of the original. This time, wow. History needs to be left to rest. But having quoted that, and having said that, I must say that I'm enjoying it.
I think that it's nice that older games are sort of experiencing a resurgence. You've got the like the PlayStation and the Xbox. They have services where you can literally buy classic games for like a Nintendo emulator and play them on your system, as I understand it. which I think is a cool thing.
Yeah. A lot of people are doing that these days. It's real popular.
It breathes new life into these older titles, allows people from newer generations to introduce older generations, or rather, people from older generations to introduce newer generations to classic games without them having to have an old working Nintendo sitting in the garage or something like that, where you can, you know, just play them on the existing game systems. I think that's a cool thing. Now, is this for Windows or is it for phones? I missed the operating system on this. Age of Empires 2 HD.
It's had many iterations, including Nintendo DS. This is, the version I have is on Steam, so it's for my PC. But conceivably could also be on Mac and Linux.
So I've got a game of the week, Johnny Ray. This one is Night Trap, a classic Sega CD game from back in the early 1990s.
Sounds scary.
It's one of the most infamous games of all time. It was Night Trap and Mortal Kombat were the two games in the early 90s that sort of sparked this national discussion about a video game rating system. Congress held sessions about this, and you know they were going to force a rating system on the video game industry if they didn't voluntarily come up with one on their own. And it was this game, Night Trap, was one of the two main offenders. It was supposed to be this really violent game, which was really like a kind of a hokey B movie. Essentially, Night Trap was one of the sort of infamous what's called full motion video games. Essentially, you were interacting with a movie, and as you might imagine, it is relatively difficult to make a game around the idea of an interactive movie because there are only so many things that you can do with, you know, live video versus animation in a video game.
Yeah, there was a time mark in the late 90s where they were just beginning to be able to incorporate video into software applications.
Right, and this was like so seen as the new thing for video games back then. It turned out it didn't work out very well in the long run, and most of the games were horrible. But Night Trap, you know, has that attraction of it being a kind of a piece of history, that it was one of the two games that spurned this whole discussion about video game ratings.
I'm trying to think of this video game that I played in the arcades. Now, this one was a cartoon.
You know, Dragon's Lair. Where
it sounds like it's Dragon's Lair. It was a cartoon.
Dragon's Lair. So very similar in concept to Dragon's Lair was run actually off of a laser disc. And that it had very high quality animation, like Don Bluth, I think, was the animator behind that.
It was neat, but it was kind of catchy. Like, you know, you go from, you do something at a certain time.
It was very button press, you know, like you had to react before something happened on screen, and it was very hard, actually. The game was very difficult, a real quarter cruncher. Night Trap, not quite the same, wasn't designed for arcades, but sort of a similar idea where it's playing video tracks and you have to do certain things. In this case, trap vampires and save young ladies from being trapped in this house, which is overrun by vampires.
What did the young ladies look like?
Sort of older teen, young 20s females having essentially a slumber party at this creepy vampire house thing. And it was all like this B-movie quality, kind of really hokey and fun to watch. Well, anyway, the original creators of that game are back. They've got all the old footage. It was shot in 35mm in the 1980s for an old defunct video game system, and they want to put it out in HD quality, and they're doing a Kickstarter campaign for this. You can go to nighttraprevamped.com. They're looking to raise $300,000 in the next 21 days, and they're only at about 10% at this point. So whether it'll actually come back or not still remains to be seen, but they are trying to bring this classic, horrible game back to life. And nighttraprevamped.com is the site.
There was a Wing Commander game that I loved.
With all the live video in it?
That had
Mark Hamill
and the guy who played Biff.
We are out of time for tonight, but we can do more video game stuff on next Tuesday with Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. This week's Game of the Week, Age of Empires 2 HD from Johnny Ray. There's more coming up tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.